the rest of the story. Bill Orton was a businessman, president of his own company. Personally, rugged, vigorous, impressive, imposing fellow. Knew precisely what he wanted in life. His forthright attitude served him well professionally. He took the greatest pride in his decisiveness and his progressiveness. One day a staff member informed him that there was a man waiting to see him in the outer office, a man named Gardner G. Hubbard. Well, Bill Orton arched an eyebrow. What on earth was Gardner Hubbard doing here? A renowned lawyer and civic leader, Hubbard had once chaired a United States Presidential Commission, and during that chairmanship, he had taken a swipe or two at Bill's company, even called it a threat to the nation's economy, and Bill had not yet forgiven him for that. But why had he come to Bill's New York office? What was lurking in that obstructionist mind of his? Well, there was one way to find out. Bill said, send him in. Instead of the confident, aggressive Gardner Hubbard, with whom Bill was too familiar, there entered a quiet, polite, somewhat uncertain individual, a man with apparently more on his mind than he'd care to admit. What Hubbard did admit was this. He was having financial difficulties, outstanding debts, big taxes due, no money to cover the taxes. He still owned some real estate, quite a bit in fact, but no income properties, and so desperately in need of cash, he had come to Bill Orton. Bill was astonished. Was it a loan Hubbard wanted? Oh, indeed not. Hubbard had something to sell, something that Bill's company could surely use, an invention. Hubbard had even brought the patent documents and the design diagrams. Well, Bill scanned that pile of paper and then scratched his head, half smiling. But this, he said, is a toy. Incredulously, he said, what conceivable use could this company make of a toy? Oh, no, Hubbard argued, it was much more than a toy. All right, Bill said, how much was Hubbard asking for it? And Hubbard matter-of-factly requested $100,000. Bill laughed out loud. $100,000 for some silly gadget that might be on the market for 6 months? Incredible. But then Bill, half-meaning it, told his visitor he was sorry, but no way was he going to buy that toy. So Hubbard apologized for taking Bill's time, and he left the office. If he had to, he would somehow, he said, market the invention on his own. Well, that's exactly what he did. Bill Orton, the president of Western Union Telegraph Company, had always thought of himself as progressive. At least in this one instance, he was totally unbelievably wrong. When he let Gardner Hubbard walk out the door, Hubbard, the current business partner and future father-in-law of Alexander Graham Bell, and the toy Hubbard had authorized to sell Bill Orton for a mere $100,000, that toy was the telephone. Now you know the rest of the story.